In Jacksonville, Florida, members of the Army's 101st Airborne Division, along with private contractors, are loading hundreds of helicopters and thousands of trucks onto huge cargo ships. Military officials will not divulge their exact destination, except to say the ships are bound for the Persian Gulf region. It is the final and most integral piece of the American deployment to the area. The arrival of the ships, 3 weeks from now, along with the division's 17,000 troops, means the U.S. would then be ready for a full-scale military strike against Iraq. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Jacksonville.
For the past several weeks, Brigadier General Edward Sinclair has helped oversee a massive logistical operation.
What we're doing is we're basically deploying over 250 aircraft to the port here, shrink-wrapping them, loading them onto the ship, and at the same time simultaneously rail-loading over 3,800 vehicles that come that rail-load from Fort Campbell, come into the rail yard right over here, separate them and get them loaded onto the vessels that are here, the ships.
The trucks are being driven one at a time into the hold of the Bob Hope, a 950-foot-long, large, medium-speed roll-on, roll-off ship in the military's parlance. The flying component, Black Hawk and Apache attack helicopters and Chinook transport helicopters, have been covered with white plastic, shrink-wrapped to protect them from the salt air on the passage to the Gulf. These helicopters can stage a several hundred mile assault deep behind enemy lines, carrying thousands of troops in one operation. The 101st saw action in Afghanistan and played a major role in the 1991 war with Iraq. They are expected to play a key role in a second war with Iraq. General Sinclair says his troops are ready.
We got great soldiers. They've had a great train-up, whether it was training in a desert environment out at the National Training Center or training at the Joint Readiness Training Center doing built-up operations or rifle ranges or training in a chemical environment. I feel pretty confident we're ready to do anything that we're going to be called to do.
There is just a small contingent of soldiers in Jacksonville helping to load the ships. The rest are still in Fort Campbell. They are expected to arrive in the Persian Gulf about a week before their trucks and helicopters. Most are pretty gung-ho. Benjamin Eggers, a sergeant from Iowa, worked on preparing the helicopters for shipping.
Basically, we just had a big bag on here. We run down the bag seam where the two edges come together. And we just heated them up. One person would heat up the bag and get it liquid looking. The other person would go behind and then just pat it down and tack them together. It was a lot like welding. It was like welding plastic. It was really neat.
He says the teamwork displayed on this job showed him his unit can handle just about anything.
I feel confident about going to Iraq, and I think it's time to do something. I'm glad we're going to do something. I don't want to see next September 11th situation be measured in millions instead of thousands. And, you know, it's not really even that scary.
But some are more ambivalent about the prospect of going to Iraq. Eric Jones is a sergeant from Jacksonville.
It's our job, so we have to do it.
But you're not really enthusiastic about it, you say?
Not really. Honestly, not really. Right now, I'm separated from my wife. She's in Korea right now, so I'd rather her be here around me, but it happens in the military.
The Bob Hope and its sister ship, the Dawl, are scheduled to leave here this weekend. Three more shiploads of the 101st's materiel will follow. That would put the first contingent in the region by the second weekend in March. Once they get there, the last key component for a possible strike against Saddam Hussein will be in place. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Jacksonville, Florida.